Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, this is Ron Fitch, and it's the Coast to Coast Radio Show. And today we're going to talk about the Broncos, the Patriots, Carolina, and the Cardinals. It's going to be a fun talk, and we're also going to talk about what happened in the Cleveland with the Cavaliers and David Blatt firing. First, I want to go right into the Broncos-Patriot game. I know everybody in the world has the Patriots because they play better. They look like they're a lot better at home. Edelman's back. Gronk and Edelman look unstoppable. And they beat the Chiefs by 7 last week at home. The Broncos looked a little skittish. Extremely lucky that they lost to the Steelers. They were really outplayed until Toussaint fumbled the ball. But I just have a funny feeling that Peyton Manning is going to get one more chance to win a Super Bowl at home. The Patriots historically have never really played good against the Broncos in Denver. They're 1-2 or 1-3, I believe. Yeah, 1-3 versus the Broncos at Denver in the playoffs. Manning is actually 2-1 versus Brady in the championship series. In the playoffs, Brady is 2-0. And Manning's 2-1 versus, he is 1-0. Brady's 1-0. And Manning's 2-1 in the championship series. So they're 2-2 all time in the playoffs. I like the Patriots. I mean, I like the Broncos, even though I'm going against conventional wisdom. And in my own head, I'm thinking, are you sure? I just have this, I'm going to go with a hunch. This is the facts. I'm just going to go with a hunch. I want to read this Bronco fan's take on the game. I thought it was very interesting. As a Bronco fan, it's obvious that we're the underdog in the game. Patriots are definitely the favorites on paper, and they look dominant in their win against the Chiefs. But this Bronco team has something I didn't see from them in the past 3 seasons, heart. They will fight till the final snap, and most importantly, they will win their 4th quarters. I'm not saying the Broncos will win, but they have a good chance, especially at home. And it's just, I like what he said. They have heart and they do play good. They beat the Patriots because they outplayed them in the 4th quarter, and they ran the ball. They didn't run the ball with the Steelers, but I think the Steelers' front 7 can stop the run better than the Patriots' front 7. I don't know if it's the Patriots' injuries or whatever, but I think Denver's going to run the ball with Anderson and Tillman, and that's going to help Peyton get down the field. Peyton's got to throw the ball down the field, and Vernon Davis has to turn back the clock a little. Emmanuel Sanders and Demaryius Thomas have to catch the football. They drop the football, they lose. I tell them that. Listen, if you're dropping balls this week, we're going home. So every ball that has thrown to you, you're open to you, you got to catch. That's if I'm the coach, I tell them that. Will New England stay on schedule? You got Edelman. Edelman's the closest thing to being unstoppable as you can get. I'm not saying he's Michael Jordan or anything, but in that slot, Brady gets the ball out fast, and Edelman's a little guy with quick feet that can get to a spot real quick. He can make that little 5-yard out on 3rd and 3. The Broncos have to win 3rd and 3. The Broncos have to flood the zone. I'm daring Brady to go deep, and I'm daring Manning to go deep too. I'm completely playing up close. I'm playing a nickel. I'm daring Belichick to whip out Steven Jackson to run the football. I don't want to get beat by Edelman. Gronk, I'm going to do the best I can. He's so good. You have to hope to contain Gronk. Edelman, you got to figure out how to jam him, double him. I'm making those other receivers who are ordinary try. I want Brady to go to those ordinary receivers who have a tendency to drop balls. I'm going to pressure Brady like crazy because that front 4 with Wolf and Miller and DeMarcus Ware is sick. Coming off, and they can get after you. I think the Patriots want to always be on 3rd and 3. They don't want to be 3rd and 11. That's dangerous. Because now you can get after, and the Patriots line is not as good as it usually is. The Broncos' only hope is to get to Brady. Their only hope. And their only hope is to run the ball a little bit and give Manning, and hope Manning can turn back the clock. That's their only hope. Now I want to talk about the Cardinals-Panthers. I like the Panthers in this game because I like Cam Newton to play better than Carson Palmer. Carson Palmer was skittish last week, even admitted it. And I said on my show he looked nervous, and he said that. So is he going to change going to Carolina? I got to see it to believe it. I'm not believing it. That, you know, Johnson's going to run a little better. I think they're going to move the ball because you could do it to a point. But the Panthers' pass rush is good. Their linebackers are superb. Their linebackers can cover. Luke Kuechly can do everything. He's a superstar, probably the best player, defensive player in the league. Josh Norman, Fitzgerald is a nice matchup when they go man. They do a lot of zone, Carolina. I like Carolina because Foster's going to run the ball well. They're going to get a couple of – they might get a deep ball again. Even if as good as Peterson is, Ginn is so fast, you just got hope getting Texas the ball. And Cam's going to make the plays. It feels like it's Carolina's time to get to the Super Bowl and play. And I'm hoping for Carolina-Denver Super Bowl. That would be great theater when you have Manning trying to win his first against the brash Carolina Panthers and Cam Newton. I don't mind Cam Newton celebrating everything. The only thing I want him to stop doing is taking the other team's banner. Don't do that. You're making millions of dollars. These people paid money for that banner. Don't do that. Don't do it and throw it away. Come on. Now, that's where I need you to show a little more class. Everything else is cool. He's a good guy, I think. You know, I'm not on the fence where I don't like him. People don't like him. He seems to me like a likable guy. He's the leader of the team. I love how he leads. When that situation went down with Beckham, he was there to get all over Josh Norman. And the Giants didn't have that, but he was there for them. I like Carolina to win in a tight game, but they're going to win at home. And then that field is maybe not as good. The snow there is snowing out here in New Jersey, and it snowed out in Carolina now. It's going to be nice, a little nicer. Tomorrow it's going to be 37, from what I heard, degrees in Carolina. But the field is messy, and Carolina's used to that. The Cardinals are used to a really good field playing in Arizona, fast track. It's not going to be that way. And that's going to slow them down a little bit, especially with Michael Floyd and Fitzgerald and Brown, Josh Brown. Carson Palmer's going to have to get the ball to those guys. Their path to winning is Carson Palmer controlling his inner self and able to play with confidence and throw the ball out. They do that, they got a chance. Cardinals are one of the most talented teams in the league. They can win the whole thing. But I just can't trust Carson. He was double clutching last week, and now you're going on the road to Carolina hoping you're going to try to win a game? No, that's okay. Unless they're running game. They're going to run it a little. Unless they just run all over the Panthers. That's not happening. And what surprised me, I thought the Carolina crowd was always okay. Last week's Carolina crowd was loud and boisterous, and they got a chance to get to a Super Bowl, so that crowd may will the Panthers to a title. And it just feels like it's their time. They're healthy. They only lost one game to the Falcons after their giant debacle. I mean, it was a little bit of a letdown. So they've had an exemplary year. These are the two best teams in the NFC, and they might be playing each other for a while. These two teams are young, so this could be the rivalry of the future. I would expect that. Now, I want to go to the NBA. David Blatt of the Cleveland Cavaliers got fired. And it's just tough because, you know, his first year coaching, he takes him to the NBA Finals. But even during that period, LeBron and the players just didn't feel him. He really wasn't supposed to be in a situation. When Cleveland hired him, LeBron wasn't there. He was supposed to grow with Kyrie and the rest of the young guys of Cleveland and Wiggins when they had Wiggins. But then LeBron came, so now it's this uneasy marriage. Because if they didn't know they could have got LeBron, they would have gotten a main coach. You know, now that it just didn't work. LeBron did respect him, especially in the finals, some of the antics LeBron did. I was crazy about it, even though Blatt didn't look like he knew what he was doing. But that he's a first-year coach. I think he would serve him well to to go to a younger team and coach if he gets another chance. But Tyronn Lue is there, and they really like Tyronn Lue, the players, but they're going to have to play for him. I don't think they're going to beat the Warriors or the Spurs regardless. And I can't see them making a trade to get Cousins. I don't think Sacramento is that stupid to go take Love, and that's $118 million of dead money. Love is a finesse player, very talented, but he's allergic to pressure. And I can't have somebody like that on my team. He did all that scoring and rebounding on Minnesota where they were terrible, but I just don't think he's built for the postseason, and Cleveland stuck with him. And then in the offseason, maybe you could trick somebody into taking him. And you can make moves and get rid of people and see if you can make another run to get LeBron a title, because they want to keep LeBron because he can opt out. But I would think that he's going to stay in Cleveland. And they have no competition whatsoever in the East. The East is pathetic. And I'm giving LeBron credit if he goes to the NBA Finals 7 times, but just these last couple years, they've had no competition whatsoever. I mean, it's not like going against Bird and Dr. J and Bob Lanier and the Bucks and those tough teams. You got Toronto, who's a street ball team, plays hard, but they play street ball. That won't work. Atlanta is always mental midgets. Atlanta Falcons, Hawks, and the Braves are about the same. They just kind of get in the playoffs and do nothing. The Bulls just don't have enough. They don't have that one extra superstar to compete with Cavaliers. The Pacers are young. Forget the Pistons and Celtics. The Heat were the team, but the injuries and a lack of a shooter. They have to go get a shooter and get healthy. And now they got to worry about the Knicks, because the Knicks, if they keep winning, they can get that AC. So the Heat have a lot of work to do. That was my team to come out of the East. Now, I'm not going to give up until the trade deadline. I want to see what Riley's going to do. But anyway, if you look in the West, it's really about Golden State and San Antonio. I think Golden State psychologically needs to beat San Antonio when they play them at home. More so than San Antonio. San Antonio's got a veteran team. Golden State beat San Antonio. San Antonio's like, oh, well, regular season. We've been there, done that. We'll go there maybe in the playoffs to try to get one. Golden State psychologically has to prove they're superior. And last year, it wouldn't have mattered that the Spurs would have gotten there and they would still beat them. So even though they have 4 losses, Golden State really think they want it. It's a regular season game, but they really need to get. And plus, they're only 2 back of San Antonio. San Antonio just sitting there winning and winning and winning and winning, 24-0 at home. The Warriors have to keep winning. And this is look at the Warriors are 20-0 and the Spurs are 20-0. If they got to the Western Conference Finals, which they should, the Warriors know they have to have game one and game seven at their building. Got to. Because if you're playing the Spurs, you got a game seven in your building, you're comfortable. I'm rolling with the Warriors. Now, Monday, I'm going to try to get Matt Lode of CBS in Cleveland to try to find out, to give me the scoop on what really happened in Cleveland.